Hi, welcome back to this series I like to call Feel Good Sports Stories. So, recap of our last episode. It was about Sean Barker, who ruptured every ligament in his knee. This episode will be about an Australian skier, Michael Milton, who was diagnosed with bone cancer at the age of 9. He had to have his leg amputated, which, for a 9-year-old, I mean, that's pretty huge even for anyone. No matter what age you are, that's a foundational aspect of just being a human, just walking around, stuff like that. But in nine years old, he showed extreme maturity. He was determined to ski again and train nonstop. Eventually, in 1992, he made the Winter Paralympics, and he medaled in every single Winter Paralympics event he participated in. But then after that, he was diagnosed with another form of cancer. He beat that and was selected as a cyclist for the 2008 Summer Paralympics. He also broke the world record for completing a marathon on crutches. He finished that marathon in just under 5.5 hours on his first attempt. Talking about that, that's a lot of information to take in, so let's break it down. So, first, in 1992, coming in the Paralympics, finally training your butt off, getting to that moment that you wanted from 9 years old, showing that maturity, showing that want, showing that need, coming at it. I know for him, obviously at 9 years old, you can't support yourself. You can't give everything that you need to say train. It, getting your leg amputated, braces, things like that, it had been hard. He just never gave up. Him, his family, his entire support system just never gave up. To finally when he got into those Winter Paralympics. And then medaled in every single Winter Paralympic that he participated in. There's something that's great about just making it there. Having that honor. Saying, yeah, I was a Paralympian. I made it to that highest level I could achieve. I got there. That's what I needed. That's what I wanted. It's I was rolled with the best guys and best girls that there was out there. You know, when their names get brought up in a conversation, so do mine. But he took it even further. In every single event he competed in, he medaled. Not just showing that, yeah, he had the grit, the will just to make it there, but that he wanted to be the best. Like, he wasn't going to take just getting it there, just, yeah, I got here, and then that's it. No, he kept being determined, kept working it, kept going, never gave up. And I know that's, you know, the common theme with all these stories that I tell about these, you know, these feel-good sports stories. Just people that just, like, won't give up. They can't give up. They have no other mindset. And then that brought him in the 2008 Summer Paralympics. I mean, it's one thing to go into the Winter Paralympics, something he wanted to ski. He completely trained for that. But then he was selected as a cyclist in 2008, going into a completely different sport, a completely different atmosphere, and still competing at that highest level is something that you just can't take away from the guy. You know, there's people, I have two legs, I'll never make it to that level. That, you know, I'd say 99.9% of people that will ever listen to this podcast, you guys have two legs, two functional legs. They'll never make it to that level. So seeing him make it to that level is amazing. And then, not only that, he wanted to pile it on. He completed a marathon on crutches, and he set a world record for it for just under 5.5 hours on his first attempt. It's not like he was trying this for weeks. It's not like he was trying it for months, years. On his first attempt, he did it. He beat the record, and he was on crutches. I can't even run a marathon to begin with, and I have two legs. That's physically, that's just insanity. That's amazing. That's something that I know, like, normal people, that their body completely functional is fine. There's obese people out there. There's people that couldn't run that. There's people that can't get off the couch. There's people that don't have the motivation to even go to school. Yet this man is completely showing everyone up. He got his leg gone. Makes the Winter Olympics. Gets picked for a cycle. cyclist at the Paralympics and the Winter Paralympics for, I think I said Olympics before, and then completes a marathon on crutches nonetheless, and sets a world record for that. It's just insane. Thank you for listening to part 3 of this series.